Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome in to Vern's Postgame Show. On your new home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Fournier.
All right, good evening. Game one in the Bronx goes to the bad guys. 10-4 the final. I'm happy to talk about it with you. Phone lines are open. Text line there as well. 913-586-7965. If you want to comment on this, as the boys drop the opener in New York, the phone number, the text line number, 913-586-7965. Now, it's clear where the blame is ultimately going to lie tonight. It's going to find itself at the feet of James MacArthur, who coughs up a lead in the seventh inning as the top of the New York lineup a little bit too much to handle for the rookie right-hander. Is that shocking to anyone? No. Is it disappointing? Sure. No doubt about it. Is it upsetting? Not for me. If it is for you, I would love to hear why. What is it about James MacArthur in that spot that has you upset? Now, again, I understand losing the game is disappointing. But in my opinion, you know, coming into this series, well, in my opinion, this team has reached house money stage, right? They've met every expectation, every demand, every request I've laid forth. This team, through 145 games, has delivered. But coming into this series and going into tomorrow's game, my thoughts, and really, over the course of these final 17 games, the only thing I want to see is Royals baseball. I want to see the 2024 Royals look like the 2024 Royals. And tonight, for the most part, they did. Right? Your starting pitcher gave you a chance to win. Your defense had its moments. Okay, that to me, we could say is disappointing, making a pair of errors, watching Salvi make a pair of errors. Yeah, that's disappointing. But the reason why this team is now still 13 games above 500 is because elite starting pitching, elite defense, aggressive base running, and the top of the lineup coming through with men in scoring position more times than not. So long as those things continue, this team, over the course of these, the final 3 weeks of the season, this team's going to be just fine. Now, Brady Singer wasn't elite. The defense wasn't elite. You know, tonight with runners in scoring position, I wouldn't say that the Royals were elite, right? 1-for-5 with runners in scoring position. And because of that, it's not all at the feet of James MacArthur, right? You did have two errors by your captain, one of them turning into a run. And you did have some big punch-outs in situations where you're saying, man, just put the ball in play. The Yankees defense has already been booting it around early. Put the ball in play. And I understand, easier said than done. But in the first inning, with two on and one out, both Hunter Renfroe and Yuli Gurriel go down swinging through 96 against Carlos Rodon, who punched out 9 tonight in his 6 innings of work. But Robbie Grossman with a big punch out with a man on and two outs. Michael Garcia in the 8th inning. So no, it's not all on James MacArthur. And furthermore, I'm at the stage with this team where, yeah, it to me certainly feels as if they're playing with house money. Now that the postseason seems as if it is a foregone conclusion, 17 games remaining, Royals still protecting that postseason spot they possess with a 5.5 game cushion over Detroit, Boston, and Seattle. All right. So to me, as the guy that asked this team at the beginning of the season to just maintain through May, because if they could do that, I believe they would maintain through July and deliver what we all wanted, meaningful baseball in the month of August. This team not only maintained through May, they didn't drown in the deep end. Now, they obviously have not been dragged down by the riptide. Despite tonight's loss, the Royals are still a respectable 8-10 in this 18-game stretch against only playoff teams. Now, the hope was for this team to go 10-10, and that's still possible. Seth Lugo pitching tomorrow. Cole Reagan's going in the finale. Sure, the Royals can take these final two games. Certainly, they can finish the riptide 10-10. But even if they don't, I said I'd be happy with at least 8 wins, and they've already delivered that. When Vinny went down, I begged them, please, just hang on. They've done that. No one else in the American League has done it better. No one has tracked them down. Boston, Detroit, Seattle, the teams that the Royals opened the door for over the course of that 7-game losing streak, not a one of them were able to capitalize. Not a one of them were able to kick that door down. So, with 17 to play, excuse me if I feel as if this team's playing with house money. If I'm off base, you let me know. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. And if you're frustrated with James MacArthur, okay. But why is it anything more than a bad night from a rookie reliever? Because I'll tell you this. If the same situation presents itself in Game 1 of the Wild Card Series in New York, in Baltimore, in Houston, wherever, I don't believe James MacArthur is getting the ball right there. Now, maybe, possibly, maybe in Game 2, maybe in Game 3. I'm not saying James MacArthur isn't on the playoff roster. I think he is. But if you need a right-hander, and if you're saving Lucas Erceg for the 9th, now, Lucas Erceg has pitched in back-to-back games. I'm sure you're trying to stay away from him. But if you don't go to Lucas Erceg there in the 7th inning, I think come the postseason you have options in Alec Marsh, in Michael Lorenzen, maybe even a Brady Singer in that spot. So that's why I ask, if you are angry, upset, frustrated with James MacArthur, why is it anything more than a rough Monday night for the rookie right-hander? Phone lines are open, 913-586-7965. Royals drop game one of the Bronx, 10-4 the final score. We'll hear from you and head inside that Royals clubhouse after this.
Here's the pitch. Salvi swings, hits it high in the air. Deep left center, that ball is gone! A home run for Salvador Perez on a curveball from Rodon. Salvi puts the Royals up 1-0 with his 26th homer on the year.
Steve Stewart, as heard here on 96.5 The Fan, Salvi's big fly in the third puts the boys up 2-0. That 2-0 lead would evaporate in the bottom of the fourth inning as Brady Singer, with the aid of Salvador Perez's errant throw, Brady Singer sees three runs come across and score, and the Yankees go ahead 3-2. But in the top of the fifth inning, Bobby Witt Jr.'s hustle ties it up at three. We can dive into that coming up in a moment. And then Hunter Renfroe puts the boys in front with a solo shot in the sixth. 4-3 Kansas City. Bottom of the sixth inning, Sam Long works around a leadoff walk. Royals cling to that one-run lead as we get to the bottom of the seventh inning. James MacArthur comes in after Sam Long gets the first batter that he faces. MacArthur gives up a single as Gleyber Torres glides a slider that covers most of the plate. He guides it into center field. Juan Soto falls behind James MacArthur 0-2, and the general can't put him away. Soto battles, draws a walk, so it's two on with one out for Aaron Judge. Second pitch that Judge sees is a fastball, a sinker running in on the hands of Judge, and he rips it into left field for an RBI single, 103 miles per hour off of the bat of the front runner for the American League MVP. So Judge ties it up at four apiece. And MacArthur then facing the rookie cleanup hitter Austin Wells a 2-1 fastball that MacArthur yanked into the nitro zone, down and into the lefty hitting Wells. 108 miles per hour off of Wells' bat. It travels 404 feet over the right field wall. It was a no-doubter. A three-run blast puts the Yankees up 7-4. They would tack on three more against Chris Stratton in the eighth and win game one by a final count of 10-4. Phone lines are open for you. The text line is there as well. 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. Salvi's two-out home run traveled 422 feet in that third inning. It was his 272nd career home run. Salvi is now just 45 homers away from matching George Brett as the franchise's all-time home run leader. All right, let's go to the text line. 913-586-7965. Dan and KCK, proud of Salvador Perez for picking up his first four-hit game of the season. Dan, appreciate you listening. Gabe in Independence writes in. Ooh, Gabe. Vern, before you roast me, Bobby has got to get hitting. You can preach all the stats you want, Vern, and I know his season's been exceptional, but look at the last 20 games and tell me I'm wrong. If the Royals are getting to the wild card, if they're going to get to the playoffs, Bobby has got to hit and start coming through. All right, Gabe, well, I will take a look at the stats. Bobby Witt Jr., over his last 20 games, including tonight, he's hitting .244, has an OPS of .827. All right, now, you also have to take into account, over the course of the past 20 games, Gabe, is also the loss of Vinny Pasquantino. Loss of the protection of Vinny Pasquantino. And if you'll remember, there was a 3-4 game stretch there where they're trying Michael Massey, MJ Melendez, who's going to be the protector for Bobby. And now Salvi's back in there, and you're seeing Bobby's numbers start to pick up. Right, Bobby came through with the game-winning knockback on Saturday. Bobby Witt Jr. is anything but the problem. Again, a league average OPS is, you know, just a touch over 700. No. Bobby's not playing like a, you know, he's not putting up an MVP 20-game stretch, sure. But I, you know, for the season, that OPS is still 989. You know, Bobby's still top three in Major League Baseball. Yeah, tied with Shohei Ohtani right now for the third highest OPS. Now, I agree that if the Royals are going to do damage, yeah, Bobby needs to lead the way. There's no doubt about it. You're not breaking news with that, Gabe. Yeah, this offense is so very dependent on Salvi, on Bobby. And tonight they combined to go 5-for-8, score 2 runs, drive in 3. No, Bobby played a solid shortstop, as always. He's the best defensive shortstop in the game. Bobby needs to be good. Salvi needs to be good. Reagans, Lugo, Waka, Ursek, your big dogs must be big dogs down the stretch. Well, not even down the stretch. Listen, yeah, if you want to win the division game, yeah, sure. And we all want to see this team win the division. If you want to win the World Series, yes. Yeah. Bobby needs to lock back in that MVP form. No doubt about it. But to make the playoffs, no. No, to get the wild card, as you said, I disagree. No, I think Bobby just needs to play his part. And that part is performing at an all-star level. And he's done that. A 20-game stretch where you lose your protection to maintain an OPS near 850. I mean, that's what we celebrate when MJ Melendez does it. So Bobby's still putting up all-star numbers over the past 20 games. They're not MVP numbers. Gabe, appreciate you listening, buddy. Let's go back to the text line. 913-586-7965. Terry in Green Bay writes in, Vern, if we continue to pitch James MacArthur and Chris Stratton in critical situations, this wild card will go down to the last few games. Possibly. I guess possibly. Now, again, you are 5.5 games up in talking about that wild card situation. Chris Stratton never pitches in critical situations, so I don't know what you're talking about there. You know, down 3 runs is not a critical situation. Now, you would like for him to be able to handle, maintain a 3-run deficit, but, you know, as I've described countless times on this show, Chris Stratton can't even handle mop-up duty, right? We've talked about it countless times. You know, that's... I don't know how many more times I can acknowledge how I feel about Chris Stratton. No, he's not good at mop-up. He knocks the whole bucket over and makes a bigger mess. No, I don't believe he should be on the team, but I said that a month ago. You know, they option Steven Cruz. Now, I understand why, right? Because of the impact of Chris Stratton, because he still has a player option, right? You'd have to break this guy off a $4.5 million check to get out of here. You have 17 games left in the season. He's not going to be on the playoff roster. I understand what the organization's trying to do, just kick this can down the road a little bit, get us to the postseason, and we can replace Stratton on the team with a... Michael Lorenzen takes his spot in the bullpen. Lorenzen expected to start a rehab assignment coming up tomorrow. So, you know, first of all, Terry, you're not seeing Chris Stratton in critical situations. He is the last man up in that bullpen. He is the you know, 14th pitcher, the 13th pitcher on this team. Break glass in case of emergency. Yeah, I would prefer to have Steven Cruz on the team. I would have optioned Steven, Chris Stratton would have paid him to go away a month ago, but. Now, as far as James MacArthur, yeah, he'll continue to get opportunities here and there. But I don't think he's going to get that situation come October. And no, I don't believe that he's going to be the reason why you fall short of October. If the Royals are going to fall short of October, it's going to be an epic collapse. And Reagans is going to be a part of it. And Lugo. And Bobby, yes. And Salvi. If you fall short of the playoffs, it's not going to be because of James MacArthur. It's going to be because of the guys that have me feeling so confident right now. Those are the only guys now, in my opinion, that can ruin this season. Terry, nice to hear from you. Royals lose 10-4 in Game 1 in New York. We'll get back to your thoughts after this.
Rodon delivers. Fastball popped up right side of the infield. Gleyber Torres sprints toward the line, angling back, backpedals, and he drops it and wins around third. Soto picks it up and right throw to the plate, not in time. And Bobby Witt Jr. dives in safely. Gleyber Torres failed to catch a pop-up, and Bobby Witt Jr. never stopped sprinting. As Jerrod Dyson has said famously, that's what speed do.
That's a great call. Jake Eisenberg, as heard here on 96.5 The Fan. Bobby Witt Jr. scoring from first on what should have been an error on somebody. I think it should be on Juan Soto. You want to put it on Gleyber Torres. Either way, that ball must be caught. It wasn't. That's some heads-up base running by one of the best base runners in the sport, Bobby Witt Jr. Scores from first in the fifth inning, ties the game up at 3. Royals would go ahead on Hunter Renfro's 13th home run of the season an inning later, but that 4-3 sixth inning lead wouldn't last the seventh and would only get uglier in the eighth. From 4-3 up to 10-4 down, Royals drop game one in New York. 10-4, the final score. But that run scored there by Bobby Witt Jr., the 119th run he scored this season. That's the most in Major League Baseball. It's also the third most in Royals franchise history. Yeah, only two players have scored more runs in a season in Royals history than what Bobby Witt Jr. has done with 17 games to play. Bobby still leading Major League Baseball with a .335 batting average. The Wit Watch is brought to you by Community America Credit Union. Visit communityamerica.com to join. Member owned, open to all, invested in you. Royals lose. They fall to 13 games above .500. Cleveland just finished off a win against the White Sox. So the Royals are back to 3.5 games off the pace of the Guardians in the American League Central. 913-586-7965. That's the phone number. That's the text line number. Rally Mantis is calling for Matt Quatrero to use Chris Bubich in that seventh inning spot instead of James MacArthur. Rally Mantis, always appreciate the solution, not just pointing out what the problem was. Okay, you want Bubich to go up against the right-handed hitting Gleyber Torres and Aaron Judge? Fine. I'm a fan of Chris Bubich. Now, listen, when Brady Singer left the game after 5, I think we all understood this might be tough. You assume you're going to face Aaron Judge 2 more times. So 2 relievers are going to have to get it done. Even if Urseg gets the 9th inning, the 7th inning, I would have been surprised to see him pitch a 3rd straight day. But even if you say Urseg gets him in the 9th, who do you want facing Aaron Judge there in the 7th? Rally Mantis says Chris Bubich. Yeah, Brady Singer gives up 3 runs in his 5 innings of work. His ERA balloons to 3.42. That's still top 15 in the American League, top 25 in Major League Baseball. My game notes are brought to you by Jay Southland Tow. be in the know when called Jays Southland Tow. Yeah, Royals still have four of the top 25 ERAs in baseball. Brady Singer's ERA might be good enough for top 12 in the American League, but it's barely fourth best on his own team. Seth Lugo with the 8th lowest ERA. Cole Reagan's 15th. Michael Wacha, 16th. And Brady Singer falls to the 21st lowest ERA in Major League Baseball. All right, back to the text line we go. What else do we have tonight? Toya in Leavenworth. Do you think Salvi will ultimately pass George Brett's home run record? Yeah, I do, Toya. Again, he's only 45 back, and he's back next season. So you think that over the course of the final 17, Salvi runs into another 2-3. Well, next year, let's say he runs into another 20. So now we're talking about 2026. We need 23 home runs from a about-to-be 36-year-old Salvador Perez. I think he has it in him. I know he's going to get to number 300. He's at 272 right now, so 28 more. Yeah, he should reach 300 next year. And you put 300 home runs with the rest of that resume? I don't see how Salvi falls short of Cooperstown when it's all said and done. Big night tonight for the captain. Yes, he made a pair of errors defensively, but he drives in 3, matches Bobby Witt Jr. for the team lead, 7th most RBIs in Major League Baseball. He matches Aaron Judge with his 29th go-ahead RBI. Matches Aaron Judge for the league lead. Salvi's driven in 23 runs in his last 29 games. Gonna need him tomorrow. Quite the pitching matchup coming your way tomorrow. Seth Lugo and Marcus Stroman meeting up. 6:05 for the first pitch. I'll talk to you at 5 o'clock with your chance to win Royals tickets. Right here on your new home for Royals baseball in Kansas City. It's 96.5 The Fan. Nathan Williams, thanks for the help. Talk to you tomorrow, Kansas City. Take care.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.